I read that the 2011 tsunami, as well as the nuclear disasters, have become sort of inspirations or influences on your art. For many people in America, it's not something we think about ever, you know? How do they show up in your artwork in ways that we maybe wouldn't understand?
日本ではやっぱり そんなにこう人がじゃんじゃん死ぬっていう。
So I think in Japan for a long time we hadn't experienced instances where so many people would die in one moment. You know, 10,000 people dead in one moment. You know, because of a tsunami. And in the past there had been nuclear power plant accidents, but governments always you know hit them, cover them up. While at Fukushima, when you know there was a meltdown happening, there were explosions. There were just so many sensational visuals there that there was no way to hide them. So everything was happening right in front of our eyes, and personally I was really struck by that and was surprised. So even though in my own generation you know United States has been involved in many wars and there are a lot of conflicts in the Middle East and all these things were happening contemporaneously, but for me it felt like it was somewhere in the distance. It had not much to do with myself. But the Tohoku earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that happened in Japan that brought that really close, brought home to me in my vicinity. So in the beginning of my career, I came up with the concept of Superflat, and I was trying to create works, my own works, based on the rule that I set in Superflat. And then when I started being able to sell my works, and my works are coming up in the auction, I started thinking about, you know, capitalism and art within the whole economy and economic system. And so I thought about starting to tackle those themes. And of course, Damien Hirst and Jeff Koons were already aggressively working with those themes. And I thought I would do that myself, combining those themes with Superflat. So Superflat, art, and their place in the economy. That I thought I would pursue that, but then after experiencing the huge natural disaster, I really realized that, well, my situation is actually very different from the situation of the artist in the West. Environment that I live in is different. The religious views and, you know, worldviews are different. The sense of color is different. Even the concept of death is different. So I decided that I shouldn't be just pursuing creation of my own work based on Western contemporary art rules and concepts. And I decided that I have to base those on my own environment, where I live, the culture I'm immersed in. And so post-tsunami, those are sort of the direction I've been going with my artwork.
もっと自分のその国というかな、自分が住み暮らしてきたところに近くて自然なことに気がつくべきなんじゃないかと思って作り始めたのが、まあ、その津波以降の作品のなんかスタイルと言えるんじゃないかなと思います。